Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Is that Veronica?
Yes, it is.
Nice to hear your voice. And was it Darlene?
Yes.
Okay.
And Lee.
Lee. Anybody else want to say hello? Okay. Well, about 9:15 last night, I was on the phone with my niece in Seattle. I got a call waiting, and I looked at the area code, and I said, I forget what the area code was. I said, I think that's Oregon, Nance. I said, okay. I said, well, you know, we're talking. And then I get off the phone 1.5 hours later. We had already been on the phone for 30 minutes, and I listen to my voicemail. And it's Char, who's in at B. Williams. So I left her a message and said, I was talking to my niece in Seattle, and here you are up there, and yes, I'll do your call. So that's why I'm here and she's not. So.
Because it's tomorrow.
Right. Right. It sure is. Who else is on the call? Anybody want to say hello?
Hello, Molly Tom.
Hi, Molly. How are you? Haven't heard you in a while.
Well, it seems on a Friday for the last 2 weeks that I can say hello here and stay around.
Good. Have you come up with a list yet of Chinese things that we should look for in a Chinese and an Asian store?
No, not really. You know how slow they could get me. To present anything like the tofu salad.
Yeah, I know. Things kind of get in the way, don't they?
What I am doing the last month, for the whole month of August, is so meaningful to me. It is like a Nikan. The storytelling of our heritage.
Oh.
With the Chinese children, well, all Asian children.
Uh-huh.
And I have been cooking for Tuesday and Thursday from they're here from the children are here from 4:30 to 8:30 for those 2 days. And from the time writing email to those parents and all those things I have to do. So it is a mean end. The Asian Festival is this Saturday, but I still have to go for Nikan's rhythm, so I go to Columbus, only 2 hours away.
Uh-huh.
Arrange everything before I get back at by 2:00. So I am near the one section of my life that means a lot, that is to pass on the culture to our next generation.
Sure. How many kids are involved in that?
15.
You're having 15 kids for dinner twice a week? Good for you. How old are they? What's the age range?
Oh, from 4 to, 15.
Whoa. I give you lots of credit for that.
Also, their parents, don't forget.
Oh, my gosh.
Too.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's...
good for you. No wonder you don't have time for anything else.
So Friday is a good day, too.
Good. Yeah. Oh, it's good to hear you back again. Anybody else want to say hi? Okay. Just one thing that I heard on the news last night, and then you hear a blurb, and then you're not really sure what you heard exactly. So I even went online this morning to see, and I don't know if you guys saw it on your news, but the FDA has approved farmers or whoever does it radiating lettuce and spinach to hopefully eliminate E. coli. And then the next comment was they've been doing this to meat for several years now already.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh my. Another reason to eat organic. Well, then online they specifically said iceberg, which I don't eat anyway, did not mention other lettuces, but spinach would be a good thing. I would, for me anyway, look for organic, because I don't think they would be doing that.
Organic, we have been grocery stores here going local. They have signs on your shopping bag, eat local.
But local doesn't necessarily mean organic. It just means that it's, you know, more green because you're not paying, you're not shipping across the country or from wherever. But it doesn't necessarily mean that they're farming organically. And, you know, when we were, we went south of Columbus last Saturday, and on the way home, there was a farm, a farmer's market type thing. These people, I think, have a farm and they have a stand out. And I specifically stopped for corn, which they were out of, but they had Ohio peaches. And I totally forgot to ask if they were organic. They probably, I think maybe a 50-50 chance, but they were very good. So, you know, just because it says local doesn't necessarily mean organic. I just want you guys to be aware of that.
Okay, good. I didn't ask.
Yeah, I don't always remember to also. But it does mean that they're not, you're not making an impression on the earth with fossil and all the fuel to ship the food. You know, it's more locally available, which is good. So did anyone else see this on your news?
No, but I didn't see that. But I'm going to ask my fellow in the grocery section, in the vegetable section down here at my store, to see, because I know they do a lot of local things also, and I wonder if that's just the beginning of going to spinach to the other vegetable.
I don't know necessarily, you know, they may know whether or not it is organic, because one of the grocery stores I shop at does have it specifically says organic, and all the organic produce is kept together. Whether they will know whether it's radiated or not, I would be suspicious if they, unless they're really into that, I doubt that they would know.
And two, I bet that will increase the price on things.
They did say, if you go to, if you want to Google, just look for vegetables radiated, and there were, oh gosh, many things, and they did say that they are going to do, of course, this is what they're going to say, as little as they have to, you know, a minuscule amount, and I don't know whether it will affect the taste, or how long it will hold up, I don't know. But I remember hearing about this a number of years ago with meat, and one of our grocery stores was doing something to the meat where you could literally take a package of, say, a rib steak, put it on your counter, and actually the package was almost like a vacuum seal where the top of it was kind of like a bubble, you know, sealing everything, but it was not flat like you think of meat being packaged in the store. And you could put it on your counter and leave it there for 2 weeks and it would still look red. That's whatever they were doing. And when I saw that, I immediately, so that if you pierced the wrapping on it, it would go psh. They were gassing it with something. And I decided immediately, I will not buy meat here. I don't know what, and this is way before life.
What?
Thank you, Lee. they finally stopped doing that, and I don't remember, I don't think I went back to that store for meat afterwards even. It just was not something I wanted to participate in.
Yeah, well, I think when they do something like that, too, that they need to have a sign up in that meat section. Or wherever you're going to purchase it, a warning.
Yeah. I'm sure that at that time, were I to ask one of the meat people, you know, I don't know how much education they were given or by whom, they would have said, oh, yeah, that this way you can, you know, your meat will last longer, will stay fresh longer. I'm sure that's what they would have told me. And as ignorant and innocent as most consumers are, they would accept what they were being told.
Right, because I know a couple of times, one time in particular, there I was looking at some apricots.
Mm-hmm.
They were the box right that they were packed in.
You're talking about fresh or dried?
Frey. That were, the box said, I think, Venezuela or some foreign country, you know. And I says, huh. So I went and called the produce manager over, and I said, are these from out of the country? And he said, no. He says, we just used that box because we had it. It was just a crate that we had, you know. And I says, because I don't buy anything that's from out of the country.
I remember a number of years ago in the winter, there was I was in the produce, and a woman asked where the grapes were from, and they were from Mexico or Chile or something. She put them back.
Yeah. That's one of the things I have to watch at Costco also, because they have some really beautiful vegetables and stuff. But if they're from out of the country, I'm not going to buy them. I just don't think that their regulations are up to par.
Keep your eyes open for this one. It'll be interesting. It was just a blurb, and I didn't watch much news yesterday, so this was in our 11 o'clock news. So I, you know, it'll be interesting to see whether, how much of this comes out. Anyway, anybody have any questions, thoughts, concerns?
Hi, this is Mary Lou.
Hi, Mary Lou.
And our local newspaper, and I was going to save it, did a whole big ad, from Abilene, Reporter News. And I guess I can go back in on the internet, but I'm not sure if it's on a Sunday paper. They, showed a map of the United States, and then they showed exactly, and 60% of our fruit and vegetables come from exports.
Wow.
Coming into here.
That's
and see, there is no regulation, because you saw all the found out from FDA, there's no regulation on anything that's coming in here after all these peppers and tomatoes they went through for months and months and months and couldn't find the source in Mexico. So that, I'm just like y'all, I don't, I put it back and I have to watch it at Sam's or wherever I buy stuff because I just don't trust it. I was shocked to know it's that much. See, that's the way they get around the grocery stores being able to give us the type of fruits and vegetables all year long when they're not seasoned here.
Sure.
You know, used to you bought seasonal food, you know, just like you used to have white sales, you know, when you would buy your things at a particular price and there, and then now they may not do that, you know. But I just wanted to holler in and say that. Needed to ask again. I do not know. I've went to the internet on MS, and I went through and got a lot off of Dennis's and Ruth's website, and then I went back in and did as much as I could with
Focus on growth, growing.
Yeah, Nick and Phil, and then with those other ones. And I was going to ask, I talked again to the lady, and she's done a lot, the one that has MS and all, but I think she's ready to explore magnets because she's heard that they would. And there was an excellent source in there, about six or eight pages of what all magnets do. I believe it was under Dennis and Ruth. And so I was going to share that with y'all if you hadn't gone to that website and checked it. And all it did. And then I was going to see, because y'all, yesterday, was it Dottie or was it Lee? Sometime I don't know everybody's voice with their...
I think it was Daddy who was talking about somebody.
That had DMS?
I believe so. I don't
think
she's been on the call.
But she said water, and then she went on down with the nutrition and different things.
Lee, you probably muted yourself. It wasn't you, am I correct?
You're right. I want not to mute myself when the dogs barked.
Yeah.
No, it was not me.
Yeah.
Okay,
Mary
now,
was...
Lee, don't you live in California?
Yeah, I'm just 10 miles from McCann.
That's what I thought. You're the one, and... Would you mind giving me your phone number again? I'm going to put it in my regular register.
714.
Okay.
838-3654.
3654, because I want to get in touch with you concerning my cousin that's over at Seal Beach that has Parkinson's in the early stages.
Oh, yeah. My husband, that's one of the things that his hand shook. I'd be glad to talk to him. And
I hope they would come into it. I had given them... Oh, the back flex and some different things, because years ago his back was hurting when we were out there at the conference in California.
Well, 2 weeks from now, the first Thursday in September, Dr. Jackson will be giving the wellness preview at NECAN, at headquarters.
That'd be great.
So if you could get him, you know, if I could talk to him or get him to that, I'd be glad to.
Because his wife's kind of in between transition of different jobs, and I'm thinking this might be an excellent time for him to see if they would come, but more to help him.
And oh, definitely. Yeah, and with Jackson there, that would help.
Lee, if she needs to call you, the lady from Waco, Texas, I think she might want to talk to somebody. Would you mind sharing with her stuff about the MS? Or do you think
that was that? I don't have all the information on that.
Who was that?
That was Dottie Marylou.
It was Dottie, okay.
Do you have her number?
No. Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm looking. Keep talking, guys.
Okay, we'll just keep on talking. No, I really feel like that this is where they need to go, and the more I read and nearly everything our program stuff alludes to, you know, the Parkinson's and how it helps.
Well, Tom's hand was shaking. Now, he doesn't have Parkinson's. I don't know. He has, you know, has, of course, the Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. But his hand was shaking, and by wearing that bracelet, it helped his hand a lot.
Well, see, if I don't wear... With using the mouse and doing the computer and whatever else, what's causing it, I have numbness in my right three fingers, the thumb, index, and the other. And if I will keep, I can wear the sports bracelet and the titanium bracelet. Both, I wear two all the time. And if I leave those off and forget about not sleeping in them or something, I will have numbness.
Mary Lou?
I wear those. It's okay.
Mary Lou?
Yes.
Have you tried the CM cream on your fingers?
Yes, some.
Did you do what I told last week after we were at my husband's high school reunion?
No, I didn't.
He told me a week later, because someone had asked if he was using the CM on his hip, and I told him that, and he said he used it when we were away Friday night. He could barely move his thumb,
uh-huh.
And when he woke up Saturday morning, it was fine. And he attributed it to shaking, you know, it was this high school reunion, shaking so many people's hands Friday night.
Yes.
And he never mentioned it to me then. But at least he thought to put it on. And overnight, the CM cream on his thumb was fine Saturday morning. So try using the CM on your fingers.
I really use it more at times, but I really use that CM cream, and then I go ahead and sleep in some gloves.
Oh, yeah.
And even last night, my feet were hurting. I'd done a lot yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I just decided to put that CM cream all over my feet and
put
a pair of socks.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked.
He uses it on his, and the reason he had the tube with him is because he uses it on his athlete's foot. But, you know, at least he thought to put it on that night. Never said a word to me until a week later when I mentioned something else about CM. I said, yeah, that's pretty dramatic, isn't it?
It really is, and it's really dramatic for them. See, that's the type of reaction that my husband had. He had had a rotator cuff. He'd tried pulling down a tree years back, and they wanted to do surgery. And he said, no, I'm not having surgery. But he could never sleep on his left shoulder, that side. He could do just a little bit, and then he had to turn over, you know. And when we got the sleep system from them, it made a difference with him. He couldn't decide if it was 5 weeks or 6 or whatever.
But it
worked.
I can go at 7:30 and check and see.
And never does have it again, you know.
Great. Wow.
And so that's made a big difference with us. And he didn't tell me until one day we were talking to somebody, and he said, you know, she hadn't even noticed, but said, I sleep on both sides and I'll be flipping around all night.
Yeah. Here's Daddy's phone number.
Okay.
Mary Lou. 978.
Tell me again.
Wait, Lee, could you mute, please? I think.
Really, she can't.
No.
Okay.
No, she's not. 978.
Okay, 97. Okay.
667.
Anyway, 667.
3064.
3064. And I'll try not to have to ask again.
No problem.
Thank you.
Not at all.
Your emails were good.
Oh, good. Thanks.
I really did.
You get
those and
hit.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Anyone else have any questions, thoughts, concerns?
This is Darlene. Your husband, does he wear the Nikon top?
Yeah, in fact, over a year ago, someone suggested he sleep in the cardio socks, which he has been doing.
And 95% of the time he wears the Nikan socks, either the white ones or he has brown ones that he wears.
Is he new?
And, you know, this is something he's had for over 50 years, he says. And a couple of years ago, the doctor wanted to put him on the oral meds. And when he heard that he had to have his liver checked every 20 minutes, he said, I don't think I want that.
Right.
And, you know, the CM cream immediately, the first time he used it, stopped the itching. But unfortunately, it has not cleared the infestation or whatever it is. And I don't know if there's anything that anybody knows of, but boy, I sure would love to hear for athlete's foot.
I would almost think that like a light solution of Clorox would, but the Clorox is kind of heavy duty too.
Yeah. He's been using hydrogen peroxide, was something that I read in one of my, you know, alternative cures. He has used vinegar, and nothing has really budged much.
Does he wear the far infrared mag strides?
He wears the mag steps.
Okay.
And the mag, you know, or depending on which shoe he does.
Okay, I have heard that people with athlete's foot, if they continuously wear the mag strides because it gets rid of the perspiration and all, that it has actually healed athlete's foot, but it's with the mag strides because the mag steps doesn't have the far infrared in it.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think he has a lot of, I don't think his feet particularly sweat much. I know that after I exercise, if I take my shoes off, my socks are soaked. Not my cardio socks, but my socks. And I don't think that he does, but it may be. That may be very true. So I will tell him to use his cardio strides rather than the cardio steps and see if that makes any change at all. I know it's going to be a very slow process because he's had it for so many years.
Look at Tom, 15 years on heart medicine. It took a whole year, but it worked.
It's like I feel like going in there and scraping all that yucky skin off and starting from fresh skin, but, you know, I think it's probably a systemic thing, too.
Are you sure it's athlete's foot or is it a fungus?
Well, athlete's foot is a fungus.
But there are
different kinds, I know. That's what his doctor
longer, is. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what his doctor has called it for years, so. Yeah, and fortunately, I've never gotten it from him.
Nancy?
Yeah.
Well, be sure, see whether you can find some hydrogen peroxide that's stronger. I knew on that little thing that came down and I was using it. But do you know it's just 3% peroxide on the little bottles that you have?
And yeah, that's the over-the-counter.
I several places and I couldn't find anything any stronger.
Well, one thing I did read about using hydrogen peroxide, it can turn your nails yellow. And, you know, he has something on a couple of his fingernails, and I don't know whether that's from hydrogen peroxide or something else, because he's gotten that in the past 6 or 8 months.
Huh.
I think it's probably just time for a new model.
Well, one thing, if he had it with his fingernails, I mean, I hate to even suggest this, but Tom had a fungus, and he took that fungus pill that's strong.
Lamisil. No, he won't do
it. Yeah, and he didn't have it again for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it has just come back.
Oh.
But now, instead of the being $350, there's something at Target that my doctor said, oh my gosh, this is at Target when I gave him a copy of everything Target had.
Mm-hmm. Well, I said this when you were maybe talking to somebody, but when he was told that he should go on this medication, but he'd have to have his liver checked every 20 minutes, Marty said, forget that, I'm not doing it. You know, if it's not good for my liver, why would I want to put this in my body? So it's interesting how he's educated. Some of the stuff I've met him has really sunk in.
That's great.
Yeah. I mean, that was his choice, and I certainly wouldn't tell him what to do, but actually a friend of mine's husband did go on that med, and big-time problem, huge. And he wasn't even on it that long, and he was being checked for, yeah. So back to the drugs again.
I wonder what the Kinko wave would do. I wonder if the Kinko wave would really help to dry it up.
I don't know. I have not tried that. But did you recently see on TV also about some kind of vacuum heat wave light thing that they're using for acne? And I wondered if our wave would do anything for that.
Do you have that picture of that man who had psoriasis so bad and he used the ginkgo wave on half his face?
Uh-uh.
And on the other half he used the medicine from the doctor, and it just made a tremendous difference. So that's really a good idea.
Now you have to put it directly on the skin, correct?
Right.
I don't know. It's just, well, I do have the letter on the back. I have both. I'll have to read the letter on the back. I have both his picture and his testimony, and it's really something because you can see a difference in what our Kinko wave did and what the doctor's medicine did.
Uh-huh. But it would be difficult to get it on his skin because, you know, just remembering with the last time I looked, which has been a while, it's on the part of the, under the toe and between the toes, and under the part that is, you know, you have the tip of it, and then there's like a fatty thing that you stand on, and then there's that part where the bone is. That's basically where it is. So it would be very, I can't imagine how I could have it touch the skin.
I'll read what it said on the back of it. You possibly could get it, you know, the rays going up there, but
well, I mean, I remember when it came out, though, it said yeah. Put it against the skin.
I'll find out what it says.
It's worth a try.
Yeah. It would be interesting if the part of the skin where it touches would be more affected than the part that wasn't, or if it would just, you know.
Yeah, I mean, the light is certainly going to be strong enough that you can hold it close enough.
Yeah.
Between the toes would be a little challenging. You know,
holding it up while he's watching TV or something.
So how long do you think you'd need to use it on each area?
I think about 10 minutes, 15 minutes.
Okay. Worth a try.
Yeah.
Is lactoferrin antifungal?
He does take lactone, yes it is.
I wonder if maybe he upped his lacto.
That's a possibility.
Nancy.
Pardon me?
Nancy? Am I on mute or not?
No, we can hear you, Molly.
Okay. Kinko wave is a far infrared.
Uh-huh.
Penetrates a lot more than the magnet. Remember we were told that when we apply magnet, it is good to poke like a knee rock, to poke the thermal or rock that has far infrared, go with it.
Penetrates
further. So I don't think you need to worry about between the toes or the or on the soles of the foot that won't penetrate. It does penetrate.
It does go through, okay. It's certainly worth a try. Wouldn't that be cool if it really worked, especially quickly? You know, we want things fast.
Make sure he does it often.
Yeah, I mean, even if he were to do it once a day persistently, it's worth doing.
I'm sure he will see an improvement.
I mean, he would not be able to hold it there himself, so it's a commitment on both of our parts.
It is for the body to heal itself. Tune the thin like a medicine to kill the fungus.
With two people talking, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, couldn't you lay it on the floor and have him put his feet on top of it?
That's a possibility.
But do you watch TV? If he watch TV?
He doesn't watch TV very much. I found this to be, and maybe it's just, I don't know, him and a couple of other of his friends, who are more auditory, and he'd rather listen to the radio, like a baseball game or something. He really is not a big TV watcher. So, unlike me. Although I don't watch that much, but, you know, just most husbands will sit in front of the tube and play with the remote. That's not him at all.
Hmm.
He does watch it when he's on the bike, but other than that, he does not.
Does he read a lot?
Yes. Yeah, he's a reader. And he says he can listen to the radio while he reads the paper, while he does a crossword puzzle. You know, that's his multitasking.
Nancy?
Yes.
This is Loretta.
Hey, Loretta, how are you?
I'm good. Getting back to the CNM cream, that's really good for restless leg syndrome.
Oh.
I don't know if anybody's ever tried it, but I have. And
where do you put it?
My legs.
The whole leg?
Your legs with it.
Okay.
I wake up in the night sometime and, oh, my legs just drive me crazy.
Wow.
I see an M cream and just rub my legs with it, and I immediately go right back to sleep, and it doesn't bother me.
Wow.
Really good for that.
Thank you.
Oh. Well, a lot of people now are taking medicine for it.
Why? You're right.
Yeah. Well, that's a good way not to take medicine.
The irony of all this with the CM cream is that it came out for joints. And yet so many people have found so many other uses for it. I got stung a couple months ago, immediately, for some reason, thought to put a drop of CM on, took the sting and the itching out immediately, and the swelling down. So, yeah, it's, you have to think outside the box with so many of our products. Yeah, thank you, Loretta.
For whatever else you use for restless syndrome, you can apply a water bottle rubbed up with towel, and that stops my cramps or shaking at night.
Hmm.
That makes mine worse if I put heat on it.
Yeah, well, I use a water bottle.
What do you mean a water bottle?
A hot water bottle? Those rubber things?
Yeah, no, the things you buy in the drugstore.
Right. You just said water bottle, and I didn't know if it was Nikon's water bottle or what.
You filled up with the hot water, but not to an extreme that burn the skin. Of course, you need to rub it up like with a pillow, so the rubber does not have direct contact with the skin. It will burn. That's it.
Anybody have any lifestyle questions? In case there's somebody listening and wondering what this call is all about, this is the Advanced Lifestyle Call, by the way, now that we're down at the bottom of the hour. Is there anybody on the call who, and it's been a couple of months at least already, that we talked about doing the, I forget what it was called, Quick and Easy, the McDougal...
Maximum.
Maximum, thank you. Anybody try that or do that with or without success that we can talk a little bit about? Brought it up briefly on Tuesday, but I don't want people who got all excited about it and then kind of it dropped. Thinking that I'm sorry?
What is the maximum?
McDougal has a book out called... McDougal's Maximum Weight Loss or whatever it is, where there are three paths to follow depending on how much and how quickly you want to get rid of the weight. And for maximum, basically you eat, I don't know, Darlene, do you remember what the percentage is? Like 80% raw veggies?
I thought it was 50%.
50, that's all for the most?
That's what I was thinking.
And 50% of your plate is going to be grains? That sounds high. I don't remember what the percentage is, but just going back to Oz, who, by the way, was on Regis and Kelly, and I missed most of it this morning. But the more, what I garnered from the whole program was the more your diet consists of vegetables. And... really, if you want something to eat during the day, the best thing you can eat is vegetables. The more your diet is vegetables, the better for your body and the quicker you're going to see results. Fruit, even though it says fruit, you should eat lots of fruit and veggies, fruit, you really, at least I did, and I can go crazy with it because, especially at this time of year, there's so much good stuff out there. But fruit, we have the glycemic, and it's something you don't want to dwell on, but you need to remember and consider. So you have two, maximum three fruits a day is plenty. And the grains, you don't want to OD on your grains because they are dense. And, again, it does affect the glycemic, although it's a slower release than fruit. So this is something that, it took me a while to, because originally we were told on the new Advanced Lifestyle that you can eat as much of food as you want until you're satiated and full. Well, there's a difference between being full and full.
and, you know, giving somebody who's challenged with weight a green light to eat as much as they want of anything in this recipe of food can be a little dangerous sometimes. And so what I the first time I went on Weight Watchers in the 60s, that's how long ago, I learned that if you want a snack during the day, veggies are the way to do it. And there was a list of free veggies. You can go back to the original lifestyle chart if you're concerned about the glycemic and go with the yellows as far as veggies. But even if you want carrots, which on the original lifestyle is a higher glycemic, you know, you're not going to eat a whole bag of the little carrots to affect, unless you really eat the whole bag, I guess. But if you want something to eat, if you get in the habit of reaching for veggies, you're doing your body a lot of good, and you should see results quicker.
Yeah, I've got that. I've got the book here in front of me. And
okay.
Okay, moderate approach is 2/3 starch, 1/3 very low-calorie dishes.
Mm-hmm.
Rapid is 1/2 starch and 1/2 very low-calorie dishes. And hasty approach is 1/3 starch.
Okay. So it's a third.
2/3 yeah. Low-calorie.
Right, so it's a third of your plate during the day is the carb, the high-density carbs. And during the rest of the day, it's the veggies. Beans, for anybody who really is intent on getting rid of fat, beans work wonderfully. You know,
aren't they really high starch?
Yes, they are, but they also help. The fiber in them is wonderful for getting things moving as quickly as you can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What page is that on? Can you tell me?
What page is it on?
Right.
168.
And what's the real name of the book again?
The McDougall Program for Maximum Weight Loss.
Okay, yeah. Thanks, Marlene. Mm-hmm. Does that help, Loretta?
Yes, thank you.
Uh-huh. So is that
Dottie, I have a question about beans. So are you saying that we should eat beans every day if we wanted to get rid of fat?
Yes. The chiropractor I listen to has been saying this for a long time. Beans, and you know, even Oz talks about beans. They are they have both types of fiber in them, but they help move things through the intestinal tract really well, and they pick up fat particles as they're going.
Right.
And so if you want to get rid of fat and weight, you really need, and don't, you know, one thing with the fiber, we've talked about this many times for a long time, do not drastically increase your fiber all of a sudden. Do it slowly, because I remember, a year and a half or 2 years ago already, there was somebody that I watched on TV that was an hour about fiber, and, you know, so we all tried to increase our fiber, and you'll get stomach aches, you'll get gas, you'll get cramping. So if you do it gradually, your body gets used to it much, much easier. And, you know, even throwing garbanzo beans in your salad. If you're
all right.
Yeah, so if you're using canned beans, rinse them really well before you use them, guys, which I never used to do.
Like that?
I'm sorry?
If you use a canned bean, why do you need to rinse?
Why do you rinse? Because they're canned in a lot of sodium and other, you know, the whatever is in there, I choose not to put in my body anymore. I want as much of the bean and not the other stuff that they're using to process them. So I rinse them really well before I use them now.
Why not use a dry bean and cook it yourself?
That's another alternative. But for people who are looking for something that's easier and are using canned beans, I rinse them really well first.
But that doesn't make sense nutritionally, because many the nutrients are in the liquid.
I don't know. You know, that's a good point, but I think there's also a lot of other stuff that I don't want that they use in a can.
Well, then you don't use.
Yeah.
You can at all.
Yeah.
Okay, on the using lots of fiber, I have a funny story about my husband. When twice, when I was not home, not home, being in out of town, and he was in the emergency room. When I came back, and people kept at me, wherever I go, I meet them. Where did you go? Your husband was in the emergency room. I was laughing. Do you know why he was in the emergency room? I asked them. They said, no. Okay, he forgot to drink water. And he had fibers, and he had cement in his intestines. That's why he was in the emergency room.
Oh, my gosh. So was he dehydrated also?
Well, I don't know, but he eats a lot of canned bamboo soup. And bamboo soup has a lot of fiber, the ones in the...
Oh, that's true. If you increase, when you increase your fiber, you need to also drink a lot of water. Thank you for bringing that up. Wow.
Yeah. Okay, remember, that's the cement.
So he was full of poop, huh?
So whenever,
oh, what a story. That's uncomfortable.
Yeah, whenever he's tired of me reminding him and this and that, and I say, remember the emergency room thing?
Oh, boy. Yeah. Thank you for bringing up that when you increase your fiber, you're also, although most people on this call, I think, unless Anita's on the call, get a fair amount of water anyway. But, yeah, you do need the water to help flush it through. But fiber is really, really important, guys.
Yeah, well, sometimes we say it is like a broomstick.
Sweeping it through. Good point.
Yeah.
Good way to describe it.
Yes.
Okay, anybody else have any questions, thoughts, concerns? Is there anybody who did do some of the maximum, who worked with it and had success or not? That we can talk about a little bit if you need to. Okay. Anyone else have any? We're past the half hour. Anybody else have any questions, thoughts, concerns before we call it a week?
This is Mary Lou.
Yes.
Thank you so much. And I have tried to go with the maximum.
Uh-huh.
I had to vary a little bit. But I think I need the most help of trying to be sure to get enough vegetables. But I have just gradually, since last June, just lost a little bit. I think more in inches than otherwise, but I mean, and I just really do think it's great. I'm not there yet, but I'm so close that, as I said, you know, I haven't lost that much. I imagine you've done better.
It took me a long time. I gained weight when I started the Advanced Lifestyle, and I wasn't really happy about that. It's just the past, this is August, maybe June, that it finally started, and it was aha for me that I need to eat vegetables instead of, and I also needed to not, I mean, there were times at dinner where I would finish the salad just because it was only salad and it's free, and I was stuffed, and I stopped doing that. You know, I'll put it in the refrigerator, I can have it later, I can have it for lunch tomorrow. And so it was the double realization that vegetables is where it needs to be for me, and I don't need to eat it all right now. You know, it is a portion control thing for me.
And I think I was not eating enough.
That may be.
You know, I really ran into that, and I finally realized that through this program. So I think it's been beneficial for me because I just was stuck and couldn't lose, and I have gone down, you know, some but more in inches. But it's been very, very slow, but then nothing else has ever worked, you know.
Yeah, and you were struggling for a long time, too.
I was so struggling. Yeah. I mean, I'm not thin by any means right now, but it's a start.
And how do you feel?
Much better.
I mean, see, you went through such a period there.
Went through
and as I've always said, the scale is just a number, and the inches and how you feel, people see your inches. You don't walk around with your weight on your back. You know, they see your inches, and you, and how you feel is, the you know, that's number one.
Oh, this one girl said,
can't believe you with your energy and how you feel, and I have felt better with just, you know, the pounds off.
Yeah. Well, were you on a call a couple weeks ago when I mentioned for every 1 pound of weight that you carry extra around, it was like 4 times the pressure on your knees with every step?
That is so true.
Yeah. So just remember that, guys.
Yeah, and I think, too, I think it has a lot to do with how much you need overall that you need to lose in weight.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, I think people that are much heavier tend to lose real fast.
Absolutely.
Getting, and then they start tapering off, and then those last little bits are really hard to lose because it's been like concrete, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've carried it around longer also.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah, your measurements changing is dramatic, and that's what's so fun about keeping a log of that. I always encourage people to take your measurements, if not once a week, certainly once a month or so.
I think, too, it's a complete picture of exercise along with that.
No question.
And the exercise along with that is what I am kind of lazy about doing. I keep thinking I need to do that because that really helps to tone you up and also brings down your cholesterol and all those different things.
Right.
So it's a
Hello. This is Monica Marilou. Yes. We eat lots of vegetables, and we are not satisfied for our meals. I use soybean milk and make a shake. The shake use the meal replacement. I don't use the full amount. Use one-third to make a shake and, feel so satisfied. I use Jay Green Giant powder most of the time for my shake, and they're so good. And we can really be satisfied when we don't eat lots of other things except vegetable when you want to lose weight or just to feel good, not to overeat. So if you want to try that for satiety.
Could have filled you up, yeah. Yes.
Really glad to hear you say that you had gained weight when you first started, because I did also.
Uh-huh.
And I'm still not losing, and it's been since December.
Okay.
And I'm really discouraged.
Well, you've said that before, Loretta. I'm glad you had a call. Are you following any of the things that I just mentioned? As far as eating vegetables more and not eating to full. I'm not watching calories at all, and I won't. But I'm not, I'm on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being totally stuffed. I don't like to go past 7 if I get that high even. Does that help at all?
A little.
Have your measurements changed at all?
No, they haven't.
Okay. Are you doing any kind of exercise?
I was walking a lot, but I haven't been lately. I've been really busy and haven't really been able to get out and do that. And I know that's one of my problems.
Okay. Another thing that I went back to finally, and I've done this sporadically over the years, is some strength training. And I've always said we need cardio for our hands, because the cardio definitely make a difference in the lower body as far as measurements and toning. But I've gone back to doing some strength training 2 and usually 3 times a week. And that does help build muscle, and muscle burns better than fat. Muscle will burn fat, and you burn more calories if you have more muscle than fat. So it's another thing, especially for women who, don't have the muscle mass that men do. I think it's a good thing if you can include some strength training. Just if you're going to start it, find somebody who can teach you the proper way of doing it.
All right.
Because you can hurt yourself.
And I think, too,
I have real bad shoulders, so it's hard for me to do any upper body.
I do, too, and you know what? The Tai Chi exercise that I learned, you put your hand on your shoulder and your elbow facing away from your body, perpendicular across, and just roll your shoulder. And this has helped my shoulders. I go in both directions, front 10 and then back 10. And even doing it laying in bed in the morning, I do this 10 times laying in bed, both sides, before I get up. It's helped my shoulders. Of course, my doctor wanted me to go for PT, and this is a lot more convenient and a lot cheaper.
Right,
yeah. So you might want to try that. But I was told years ago when I was going for PT never to lift a weight over my head, and I do not. Shoulder height is as high as I will go with my weights. So I don't know if that helps at all.
Yes,
but, you know, coming back on the call, Loretta, is the smartest thing you can do because you can ask questions and you can get the support you need. And for me, that's what keeps me going.
I've been on them a lot. I just haven't said anything.
Okay, so I'm glad you're listening. But if you know, something comes up and you want to ask, please, you know that you can. And
yes, I do.
If you have a challenge, ask for help. That's what these calls do.
Thank
Has
you.
Anything we said today give you some incentive or some guidance?
Oh, yes, it has.
Okay.
It always does help.
Good. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I think, like you said also, that I had to really kind of watch how much fruit I
mm-hmm.
was eating.
Mm-hmm.
I was eating. I was never drinking any fruit juices.
Oh, yeah, me either.
Really like the solid sugar.
Right.
But the fruit, I have to limit it. That
mm-hmm.
I think that has a big bearing in my case.
Mm-hmm. As good as it is, and, you know, you always hear fruit and veggies. It's the fruit that can be a challenge.
Yeah.
I could sit down. I mean, I you know, anybody who listens to me knows I make a huge fruit salad until it gets low, and then I just make another one. And this is the way my husband at least will eat fruit, rather than taking a peach or an apple or something that's in the refrigerator and eating it whole. So that was my incentive when I first started doing this. I could literally sit down and eat the whole bowl. But I there's no way I'd let myself.
And I can even tell myself it's healthy.
Well, it is. And, you know, am I better off eating that or a Snickers? And another thing, Loretta, I don't know if this fits you or not, but my big mantra has been, don't bring it in the house.
Yeah.
You know, if I bring it in the house, in fact, I was talking to somebody over the weekend, she said her husband just doesn't understand how if there's candy in the house, she has to eat more than one piece. And I said, okay, isn't it there to be eaten? All of it, quickly. And my husband says the same thing. Husbands don't understand that it calls. If I have a candy bar anywhere that I know it is, it calls me until it's gone.
True, and I have that problem with my husband.
Yeah, well, fortunately mine only brings in stuff that I wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole so far, for the most part. And, you know, you need your husband's cooperation sometimes. They have to be instructed and educated that I need to do this for my health. Do you want me to be around so that I can cook for you all these years? Or whatever you want me to do. But, yeah, you know, sometimes they, if you're going to bring it in, hide it. Don't tell me you're doing it. I don't want to know that.
I tell them. Loves ice cream and buys it and puts it, you know, in the upstairs refrigerator. Well, if it's there at 11 o'clock at night.
Yep. I haven't had ice cream. I won't bring it in because I know it would call me. Yeah.
You know something that I've been having just like one a day or sometimes two a day if I want is those old-fashioned popsicles. You know, those double twin pops.
Uh-huh.
I break it in half, and it's a real treat once in a while.
Okay.
And there's no, I think there's, what, 15, 20 calories in a thing?
And you can stop at one.
Yeah.
Well, then that's fine.
Or even if you have two, it's just a bunch of frozen water.
Uh-huh, with some sugar.
Right, but it's very little.
Yeah, well, you know, I diluted myself with that, and I bought a box of fudgesicles.
Oh, no, I don't do that.
Well, I learned I can't do this either. I think there are 12 in there, and, you know, it's the long, thin ones, just like your popsicles, and there are two attached, and I would eat one, and then I'd go back and get another one.
Yeah.
And I probably ate all 12 in maybe 3 or 4 days.
Oh, yeah, no, these are just the ice pops.
Yeah.
And I think some of them are higher calorie and higher sugar than others.
And there's like, no, even in the fudgesicles, it's not horrible. And if I could limit myself to one every few days, I probably would be okay. But I can't. I'm not. I'm choosing not to.
Hmm.
Not that I can't. It's not that I won't. It's not. I'm choosing not to, and I'm you know, they call. And it, I think part of it is to you get hooked into eating the sugar again, and it does something chemically to the brain. And once you stop doing it, it cleanses your body again, and you're okay. So, you know, I don't know. It's a game we all play. I can't have it in the house.
Well, the other thing, too, is I have two grandchildren that are about 14 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I might have one. I might go back for another, and there is none.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Well, it's funny. My son is bringing my grandchildren to go to the pool this afternoon. They're at the dentist right now, and I said, what time do you think you'll be here? He said, between 1 and 2, which, since they're supposed to be finished at noon, I'll bet he's stopping for lunch afterwards, knowing Mom doesn't have very much food in the house for lunch. So, yeah, we'll probably go out for dinner, because, again, Mom doesn't have much of the food in the house for dinner either that they're going to want. Actually, if we brought them for lunch, I was going to make some pasta for them, which would have been fine. But I didn't question it, so that's fine. So anyway, oh gosh, do you know what time it is, guys? We are almost at 11 o'clock here. Does anyone have any final questions, thoughts, or concerns? Well, I really appreciate everybody's input this morning. As I've always said, we never know where these calls are going to go. But it was good hearing everybody. Have a great weekend. And I hope you got some information that you can carry with you until next week. Thanks for everybody's participation.
Don't forget tomorrow.
That's right, tomorrow. Good day.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for coming on.